Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
Gary was a phenomenon. He is a phenomenon. He had no training. He came to this thing with no training, no background in acting at all. Very high IQ, which doesn't hurt anything. But he knew instinctively from the beginning how to hold for a laugh, how to time a comedy line. He knew a heck of a lot about this business that some people don't learn in years of practice.
What kind of animal is that?
That's a cricket.
Oh, what's his problem?
Oh, he makes that noise by rubbing his hind legs together.
Oh. What's he rubbing together now?
I will say to this day, and I've worked with a lot of children in my career, Gary was the single most talented child I have ever worked with.
Arnold, what are you doing?
Oh, nothing.
What is that under your nose?
My lip.
I always said, inside that little body, there's a 90-year-old man who's been in comedy all his life.
Gary knew everybody's lines. If they'd stop and hesitate, he would cue them.
Uh-oh.
Oh, don't worry. She can't hurt us.
I'm not worried about us. I'm worried about me.
And he was a pure professional. On time, every time. Loved his work, a joy to be with.
He had the most incredible timing. For his age, he was amazing. He was amazing. We would marvel at it with the laughs that he would get, laughs that he would get that weren't exactly even built in, just from his delivery, just from his timing. He had killer timing.
I must say that you children certainly do have a lovely place to live in.
Confidentially, the man is loaded. L-O-D-I-D.
He was a phenomenon. The kid was an absolute natural. That's why Fred Silverman said, let's just shoot the show. Everybody knew what we had with this kid. He read like a guy who'd been in vaudeville for 40 years. And he was a little sweetheart. He was an innocent kid.
We're in a lot of trouble. What you talking about, Willis?
When he said, what you talking about, we knew we were home. We knew we had a series.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about, Willis?
Right. That was an accident. The line actually was, Gary and his brother are having a talk. And Gary didn't quite understand what his brother meant, so he said, what are you talking about, Willis? But when Gary read the line all on his own, he wasn't directed to do it, it came out.
What you talking about, Willis?
And we roared. Everybody was totally taken by surprise. And, you know, in those days, the TV catchphrase was such a big deal. You know, Flo had Kiss My Grits, and Jimmy Walker had Dynamite.
What you talking about, Mr. Crowley?
Yeah, what you talking about? I mean, what are you talking about?
In those days, writers would look for something like that to hang on a character, and it would become part of the charm of the show, part of what people would wait for. And I was there when it first happened. We roared. I even remember one of the producers saying, that's it. That's our catchphrase. That's it. That's it. And then things got silly. Because after Gary did the watch you, that's what we called it, the watch you. After he did it, you'd get yelled at if you put it in the wrong place in the script. You literally hear somebody would say, what's wrong with you? You don't want to watch you in the first act? People are waiting to hear the watch you. Why waste it in the first act? For God's sake, what kind of writer are you? You put the watch you in the second scene. You know, and there were, this is how absurd television gets sometimes, you know, around issues like that. You know, I remember slinking back to the office saying, you know, we put the watch you in too early. You know, it's like, how silly is that?
Because that's life.
What you talking about, Mr. Dean?
my God, it's a lexicon of television. It's as famous as just about any quote you'd want to hear. Even kids today, even my own son, who wasn't growing up during Different Strokes, is well familiar with that expression. It's become often parodied, often talked about, often used in other contemporary things.
You know something? It really doesn't matter to me whether you go there or not.
Who'd you talk about?